Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The threat of white supremacy looms large.
A chilling sight in the nation's capital, a white nationalist group known as the Patriot Front.
The leading white supremacist group.
Motivated by racism, white supremacy, hatred of government, and immigrants.
Life, liberty, victory.
Life, liberty, victory!
Growing concerns over white supremacy in America as President Biden issues this new warning about the threat that it poses.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, from white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
We have seen a rise in white supremacy.
The number one threat to this country, domestic terrorism-wise, is white supremacy.
Look at these guys. Where's the fat people? How come they're all wearing the same clothes? What the fuck is this? Is that, have you ever seen anything that looks more like feds? Tell me that doesn't look like feds. Right?
These were members of the hate group Patriot Front. These were not Antifa in disguise, nor were they FBI members in disguise.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
I can't answer that.
For me, it was surreal to watch the hearings, and they're acting like I wanted to attack the Capitol. And they omit the footage of us trying to stop people going in the Capitol. They really don't want us to talk about Ray Epps.
Who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
We need to go into the Capitol!
Fed. Ms. Sandburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
I'm the one who asked Merrick Garland. I showed him the tape of Ray Epps. I had to show it on an iPad for Merrick Garland to watch it, and then he refused to say how many feds were there.
I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Feds, agents of the federal government, were not just there, but were also encouraging people to riot or go into the Capitol.
That's exactly right. Federal agents encouraged the violence that day.
And the government is openly organized to physically go to war with the American people and provide the false flags as a pretext, and then our civilization will descend into something that makes civil war sound like a walk in the park.
Deleting the video.
No, nope. You're not going to touch my phone.
You're not taking the video of this.
I look, my dude, I recognize you.
Yeah, I know you do.
So give me my phone.
I'm deleting the video. And why are they wearing masks, by the way?
Because they're cowards.
Right.
Or they're feds.
Yeah.
See, f***ing high. Let's f***ing go.
White supremacists are some of the biggest threats to the country, according to a new report from the Department of Homeland Security.
The threat of violence by white supremacists is very real.
The assault on black Americans has continued.
Pay attention, folks, because this is a problem that we need to confront. This virus of hate and white supremacy and white nationalism in our country is not done yet.
And it's happening amid this unrelenting wave of white supremacist motivated mass murder.
This is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
No matter how many times they push this conspiracy theory, this lie, it'll never become truth.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you got to believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Still on the air, despite all the attempts to ban us, censor us, smear us, defame us. And yet, here we are. Still on air every day, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we sell products that, quite frankly, you need. That is, if you care about your health, like water filters. Why are you, as an Alex Jones Show listener, not filtering your water? We sell the highest quality water filters at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. Feel free to do your own research, but we've done the research for you. And we sourced out the highest quality water filters at the best price, and we sell them at InfoWarsStore.com to fund what we do here. So, yeah, when we see that the government puts a neurotoxin called fluoride in the water, and when we see lead in the water in cities, and when we see glyphosate in the water in cities, or you hear about nanoplastics particles in the water, well, yeah, we say, gee, I don't want to drink that. I want a water filter. And then we assume you would want the same thing. So, the best quality water filters at the best price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System. And you can get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar in the process. If you're not in the market for one of our great products today, the toothpaste, the supplements, the water filters, the t-shirts, and other stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, you can go right to the website and go to the donate tab and make a direct donation. That is greatly appreciated as well. And as long as we have your support, we will continue to be right here on the air. All right, by the way, the crew brings me this in the break. I don't even know how to properly respond to this. It's just so outrageous. There's a group here in Austin called Out Youth. You can imagine. Out Youth, counseling for children ages 5 to 11. Out Youth has been a leader in providing support to LGBTQIA plus adolescents and young adults through a range of services, including mental health counseling. What do you think that is like? Out Youth for kids 5 to 11. Again, why is there a 1,300% increase in am I gay, am I trans searches on the internet by kids? Because they're being confused, they're being tricked, they're being lured into this, they're being sexually groomed. It's kind of like if, well, we had this story at the migrant shelter in McAllen, Texas, that big monstrous facility they have. And we had inside sources talking about how young kids, ages like 5, 6, 7, were performing sex acts on each other. And so the obvious question would be, well, how is this happening? How did they learn this? Why are they doing this? Because it got done to them on their way into the country. They got abused. They got sexually exploited and abused on the way to the country. And now they're just repeating what happened to them to the other kids in the camp, and that's just what they're doing. Why is there an increase, 1,300%, in am I gay, am I trans? Because they're being told, you're gay, you're trans, you're all this other stuff. Confusing the children. Abusing the children. It's like if your kid came home from school, like your first grader, your second grader comes home from school, and they start making a drawing about gay sex or something about that, and you say, well, gee, what the heck? Where did you learn this? You're just a kid. You're not thinking about this. Where did you learn this? Obviously, you didn't come up with this thought on your own. Oh, yeah, mommy, daddy, this is what they teach me in the classroom now. Say what? Totally unnatural, totally inorganic, clearly grooming sexually is what's going on here. Out youth. And they have this list of pronouns here on their website. Preteen drop in, take form and agreement. Preferred name. Pronouns. None of these even exist. The only pronouns that exist, as far as I can tell, in the English lexicon are he, him, his, she, her, theirs for individuals, and they, them, theirs for plurals. And now they have any pronoun. Oh, yeah, just call me anything. I don't know. E-M is, A-M airs, it's. Oh, you're an it? See, you know, whether you like Putin or not, you have to understand how the American left has set him up to now be a figurehead and a world leader. You're clearly engaged in sex abuse of kids. And so all Putin has to do is say, well, you know, gee, if we end up in a war with the West, if we end up in a war against America, boy, that's going to be easy to justify for my people because you're engaged in ritualistic child abuse and sexual grooming of children. It's kind of like, well, gee, if we have to go to war with the Nazis, they're rounding up Jews and putting them into concentration camps, so it's kind of justified if we have to take up that fight. And by the way, that's what the Russians did. And over 1 million of them died, and the Nazis were defeated. And it was the Russians in Berlin, and it was the Russians in Stalingrad that lost millions of people and ultimately defeated the Nazis. So, I don't want war with Russia. I don't want war with anybody. And I certainly don't want American children being sexually abused and groomed so that when they're 5 years old, they're being taught about all kinds of sordid sexual activity that most American adults are not even interested in. And this is what they're doing to your children in the schools. This is what they're trying to indoctrinate your children. So if you see your child, if you pull up on your internet search, let's say you've got a internet savvy child, maybe they're 7, 8 years old, and they pull up an internet search that says, am I gay, am I trans? You see that? Well, you know exactly where that came from, don't you? Or what are my pronouns? You know exactly where that came from, don't you? That wasn't an organic thought. They didn't come up with those ideas themselves. That's not childhood progression. That's indoctrination. That's propaganda. That's grooming. That's abusing. There's no other way to put this. 5 through 11 LGBTQ plus support groups. What in the hell does that even mean? You know, it might not be such an issue if they at least waited till high school, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I could be open-minded if you said, you know, there's some bullying that goes down and a lot of kids realize in high school that maybe they're not heterosexual and maybe we should have some support groups for this. I mean, That would be one thing. Folks, they're marketing this to children age 5. What percentage of American children can even read at age 5? Ride a bike. Write. And before they can do these basic human skills, you have the left injecting sexual ideology and propaganda and grooming into their minds before many of them can either read or ride a bike. And then 1,300% increase in searches, am I gay, am I trans? That's the American left sexually abusing an entire generation of American children. This will be stopped. This will not.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This story was from M.N. Gordon at economicprism.com. How corruption makes you poor. If so, you've likely noticed that things don't quite add up between what you're regularly told about how the economy and financial markets work and what you actually experience. Now, obviously, we can understand, generally speaking, how the corruption in the U.S. government has certainly lowered the standard of living for the average American citizen. I mean, honestly, American citizens should be living like kings and queens. But our money gets stolen by our government, redistributed by our government, and so our jobs get shipped out of country, and then they hire cheap labor from other countries that they're bringing in right now. So how corruption makes you poor. But the biggest corruption that won't just make you poor, but will completely destroy your future, is the climate change lie. Exxon crushes progressive dreams that net zero has any chance by 2050. It would mean collapse in global standard of living. See, I just wish they would be honest about what stopping man-made climate change actually means. We'll tell you what it means. You can no longer drive a vehicle. You can no longer own a house. You can no longer have a living structure, a home, however you see fit, 20,000 square feet or 2,000 square feet. You don't get it. You don't get AC. You don't get heating. You don't get red meat. You don't get anything. You become a global serf slave class citizen with access to no energy and no private property. That's what stopping man-made climate change is really about. Now, if you had that honest discussion about these climate change activists, if you had that honest discussion with them, would they still want to do net zero and just say, okay, you're going to live in a cave or you're going to live in a pod and you're going to eat bugs and you're going to own nothing until you die? And by the way, you're going to be sterilized too. And you won't even be allowed to have children without proper government permission, if you can even get it. It's the end of man. It's the end of human civilization. But that's just if they want to be honest about what it really means. They aren't even honest about what happens with their new energy sources. So here's a video out of Scotland. Scotland's wind turbines are secretly using diesel generators, and they have to use these things for the wind turbines to work. Here's the video.
To ensure dozens of giant turbines on wind farms could function. According to the Sunday Mail, they were tipped off by a whistleblower who cited a number of environmental, health, and safety concerns, one of which was half a dozen diesel generators running for up to 6 hours a day to de-ice the wind turbines. Scottish Power said they were forced to hook up 71 windmills to the fossil fuel supply after a fault on their grid caused the system to fail to keep the turbines warm and working during the cold month of December. Other concerns from the whistleblower included thousands of liters of leaked oil from hydraulic units and technical faults that see turbines taking energy from the grid rather than producing energy.
And this is the case with pretty much every alternative energy source, is it actually ends up using more energy. The electric cars use more energy than combustion engine vehicles. And their shelf lives, if you account for the battery, are shorter than combustion engine vehicles. I mean, hell, you take good care of a car, you take good care of the engine. A lot of these cars they make nowadays, you can get 200,000, 300,000 miles out of them easily. With an electric vehicle, you got to replace that electric battery, what is it, like every 20,000 miles or so? Whoa, that's an expensive purchase. And the lithium mines, like the ones that have destroyed the rainforest in the Philippines, oh, they don't tell you about that. Hey, we want to protect the rainforest. We need to stop man-made climate change and protect the rainforest, so we need to drive electric vehicles. Where do you get the batteries? Did you know that the batteries for your electric cars destroyed the rainforest in the Philippines? Were you aware of that? So you've got to do the strip mining. You've got to get the materials. You've got to transfer the materials. You've got to build the car batteries. All of that consumes more energy than driving a combustion vehicle. And you have to repeat that process how many times for the equivalent of driving a combustion engine vehicle for 300,000 miles? 10 times? 20 times? Folks, they don't have the alternative energy. The alternative energy we should be utilizing is nuclear. Yeah, we understand the threats that come with that. But, gee, we are smart people. We are extremely capable human beings with superior intelligence. I think we can handle ourselves using nuclear energy. But no. You don't get new energy sources. You just lose the energy sources you have. And they don't have an alternative energy source. And even the alternative energy sources they have are not reliable, and they aren't energy efficient. And so they just lie to you about everything. How corruption makes you poor. This is the highest level of corruption. The corporate world government wanting to shut off your access to energy. And you need to understand, the people, the individuals that think they own this planet and think that the human race is their slave class, they're sick of you. They're sick of you having access to food and energy. They're sick of the standard of living that the United States of America, a free republic of people executing self-governance, they are sick of the standard that is set for the world. So it has to be destroyed. And all the lessons we learned from the creation and success that the United States have had must be eradicated. That's why Barack Obama and John Kerry go to Africa and they say, no industrialization for you. No air conditioning for you. No combustion engines for you. Because it's all about keeping the people down. It's all about keeping the people in a serf class, keeping the people in a slave class. Same reason why they don't want you to have a gun. Exact same reason. You're not allowed to be prosperous. You're not allowed to be successful. This is their planet. John Kerry even says, I get to fly around on jets because I'm more important than you. Yes. Spoken like a true liberal. How corruption makes you poor? Just wait till you see what happens if and when they kick in their climate change net zero Green New Deal. Oh, you think your energy bill is high now? You think your gas bill is high now? Soon it'll be a year's salary just to heat your house for a day. But hey, it's saving the planet. Die to save the planet.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Bull Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, some quick programming notes here. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour of today's transmission. I'm going to be back hosting the War Room. Don't worry, I've got an entire slate of news ready for the War Room today as well. You think, how could you do 6 hours of news? Well, there's definitely 6 hours of news out there. And you'll be seeing just that. Of course, everything we do here brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm debating doing a segment or two of calls here just to kind of give me a little buffer on the news. So let's put out the phone number. Anything we've covered on today's Alex Jones Show is fair game. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Do you agree with Kevin McCarthy that says the FBI is going to finally expose the Biden crime family? Yay or nay? What do you think about the radical left throwing temper tantrums because they can't genitally mutilate children and they have groups promoting, sexual depravity to kids as young as five? We've got that. What do you think about RFK Jr.'s statements with Dave Smith about Donald Trump and the Durham report? We'll probably be able to squeeze a call in or two even in this segment. But we will take at least a segment of calls just as a little buffer here today. I want to hear from the audience. In the meantime, Jeffrey Epstein appeared to threaten Bill Gates over his affair with a Russian bridge player. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just a business relationship. The billionaire pedophile and billionaire Microsoft co-founder had a more complicated relationship than was previously known, reporting the Wall Street Journal. And Epstein was threatening to expose Bill Gates' affair if he didn't participate in his charitable fund. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Epstein wanted Gates to invest in a multi-billion dollar charitable fund with J.P. Morgan back in 2013, and Bill Gates refused. Oh, there it is, J.P. Morgan again, and Gates refused, and so that's when Epstein said, oh, you refuse. Well, you remember that Russian bridge player Mila Antonova that you had your affair with? Yeah, we wouldn't want that coming out, would we? I think you should give me some of that money. Bingo, bongo, boingo. And so, is that another agent of Epstein's? How many of these sex agents did he have out there? That's what they do, folks. That's how they blackmail everybody into submission. Jeffrey Epstein threatened to expose Bill Gates' 2010 affair with a Russian bridge player after he refused to participate in a multi-billion dollar charitable fund with J.P. Morgan. That's how it works. Give the Democrats money. Give our political candidate money. Give our non-charitable, charitable fund money. Oh, you're not gonna? Oh, yeah, remember that that Russian you had an affair with? Yeah, she's one of my agents. You want that coming up? Oh, you remember that person that ended up in that room with on my island? Yeah, she was actually only 15. Whoo! You don't want that coming out now, do you? Oh, remember all that money I laundered for you? Yeah, I wouldn't want to release that to the IRS now. So, go ahead and make this charitable contribution to my political candidate. Go ahead and make this charitable contribution to my charitable group. And if you don't, well, it's going to be bad news for you. Yes, indeed. That's how Epstein's blackmail operation worked, and Bill Gates was all in on it. He was all blackmailed. And who knows how bad it really is. Because the U.S. government and the American media are covering the whole story up. So you don't get to know who Jeffrey Epstein's clients were. You don't get to know all the individuals that Epstein was blackmailing. Though I get the feeling that the Wall Street Journal is going to continue to leak this stuff out. Somebody over there at the Wall Street Journal has a lot of intel. And they are just slowly dripping it out. Boy, it'd be nice if there was some interest from our justice system in finding out what was going on with the largest ever blackmail ring, human trafficking, sex trafficking ring. I mean, in American history, in world history? I mean, you know. But they're not interested. They're more interested in covering it up because they were involved. All right. The callers are already on the board here. We've got them filled up. Let's start with Thomas in Seattle. On the vaccines, Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, pleasure, man. Hey, real quick, I just wanted people to know about the vaccine mandates. The post office was never on the hook. This is what I heard from people in the post office. They were never on the hook. If you remember, there was a big stink, very short stink, about why we were off the hook as far as the post office was concerned. And I just started wondering why that would be. You know, the military, you know, you had career guys, Navy SEALs, right? They were all let go. They were all let go. So somehow a Navy SEAL and a Marine and a guy flying in the cockpit alone, that guy's a threat, but somehow a mailman who goes into every nursing home and school who was never, they were never mandated for that vaccine. So I always ask people, what was the reason for this? Why did people just forget about it? There was a sort of an issue with it. And then they came back and said, oh, no, the government said, no, they're going to get vaccinated. And I could, you know, I've asked other mail carriers and stuff and they would say, no, we were never on the hook for it. So I always go back to the elections because Nancy Pelosi called a special session in August of 2020. And they wanted to probably get on board with how they were going to collect the ballots during the COVID election, basically the 2020. And there was a very, I think they were concerned that there might be a hiccup in the mail ballots, mail-in ballots. And I think that's why they did it. And I think, in my opinion, the reason that the post office was never on the hook for it was because it was a favor back to the administration for helping him basically be installed.
Well, this is an older story. I remember the controversy at the time in 2020, and I remember there were conflicting narratives out there. Some people saying, no, there was a vaccine mandate, and others saying, no, there wasn't. And then there were different reasons given, different branches of the government, different mandates on these different positions. So I don't remember that full story, but certainly an interesting question if that's the case. Thomas, thanks for the call. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to finally be able to talk to you guys. I wanted to go over censorship and the profiling Alex was talking about the other day that they initiated in 2020. I mean, for instance, I've been censored left and right on this stuff, especially I've even been censored from contact and able to actually watch band.video, along with being able to call on here to be able to talk to you guys. So, I mean, the whole profiling behind this stuff for white supremacy and patriots and, you know, people that are blue collar that care about the others in their communities. You know, what do you think the solution is to kind of get back to normal, you know, get back to be able to have your freedom other than having to riot or not riot, but protest and kind of combat.
Sure. The simple answer to all of this is just get rid of liberals and Democrats. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that that's a real solution. I'm just saying that'd be the simple solution. They're the ones censoring everybody. Look, people are creating alternative platforms. We had to build our own platform. It's not perfect, but it's there. We're here. Rumble is up and coming. There's apps competing with Twitter when that was getting censored, but now Musk bought Twitter, so there's kind of free speech there. So we're kind of seeing this all play out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Watson takes over, then I'll be back hosting the War Room right here with more breaking news. But right now we go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I wanted to ask you if you knew about the event that RFK Jr., Vivek Rivaswamy, Cynthia Lummis, and Tulsi Gabbard all spoke at this weekend.
I don't believe so, no.
It was the Bitcoin Conference 2023 in Miami.
Okay, and yeah, I saw that Bitcoin conference. I didn't know they spoke at it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. RFK Jr. brought up what made him a Bitcoiner, and that was the trucker convoy in Canada and how their funds were cut off. And he proposed that if they, if their money had been in Bitcoin, then Canada, Trudeau, couldn't have touched them. So it's this idea that Bitcoin, which I didn't quite get until I started listening to a podcast called Simply Bitcoin, but their motto for Bitcoin is a separation of state and money. And I'd love to hear you guys interview the host Nico and Opti. They're both from the Southern Hemisphere. Nico, he's from Venezuela, and Opti, he's from Mexico. And they really see Bitcoin as an opportunity to uplift the global South, Africa, all the unbanked nations of the world. Countries like Lebanon, you know, that...
Yeah, sure. So let me just stop right there. Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge about Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency is that you have to find a way so that the transaction economy can run off of it. So in other words, in order for the Bitcoin dream to really work, this is my opinion. I'm not the biggest crypto guy. This is just how I view it. So crypto people listening to this may be like, you know, getting nauseous over my coverage here. But the whole goal needs to be, can I go out to lunch and purchase my meal in Bitcoin? Can I pay my electric bill in Bitcoin? Can I make real-world transactions in Bitcoin? Because to me, the whole cryptocurrency thing is basically like a glorified crypto stock market at this point, and not a true transactional currency. Now, in El Salvador, they're trying to embrace that, and maybe that could come in the future. That's the hurdle we have to leap. Now, there's a story in the news today. Lawmakers clash over regulation of stablecoins. In other words, the government knows what cryptocurrency represents as a threat to their power. And, of course, the central bankers understand that if there's an alternative currency that they can't control, then it's game over. The entire global enslavement central banking system is dead. So they are truly scrambling to find a way to put this to rest. So imagine it like this. The government, the greedy criminal government, always has to get their hands on every transaction. They got to get their cut. So it could be anything. We could decide as a people that monopoly money is now going to be our real currency. And we could just decide we're not using any fiat central bank currencies anymore. We're just going to use monopoly money. Or we're just going to use bottle caps. Or we're just going to use trading cards. And then if all the people in the world decided, okay, from now on, we're doing transactions in monopoly money, in bottle caps, in whatever. Well, you see, the government can't stand that. They've got to get their cut. And they've got to have control over the cash flow and the banking system, because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's their true source of power. Food supply, money supply. So if they lose control over the money supply, it's game over for them. So they're trying to find all kinds of ways, without being egregiously aggressive and over the top with this, so that the people don't understand their true control here and their true lust for power here. But you watch. As soon as there starts to be a truly viable transactional community with cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or anything else, the U.S. government will step in to stop that in any way they possibly can. And they're already trying it with this unrealized gains tax. And they want to claim that, oh, if you have Bitcoin and it's worth X, Y, or Z, then you're paying taxes. Total criminal activity. Total authoritarian centralization of power activity. And so that's why they are panicked. That's why they are panicked. So again, I'm not a big crypto guy. I'm not a big Bitcoin guy. I understand the goal, I think. But how do you get people universally to flip that switch and say, we're taking Bitcoin now? And everything changes. The whole game changes. How are they going to tax it? How are they going to tax those transactions? How are they going to tax you getting paid in Bitcoin? They can't. They can't. That frees humanity from the central banks. So that's why they're totally panicked over that in D.C. That's why the central bankers are panicked over that. So I wouldn't be surprised if it really starts to get close to a situation where you might actually have a transactional economy with Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency. They'll just make it illegal. They'll just outright make it illegal, and they'll claim it's a money laundering scheme or a Ponzi scheme or something like that, and they'll just try to shut it down. And, if you're an accelerationist, you might be okay with that. Just, show us who you really are. Show us how the central banks really have to control us. Show us how we don't get a choice over what we can use for currency. If I decide I want to use seashells for currency, I should be allowed to do that. If a restaurant decides they're going to take trading cards for currency, then they should be allowed to do that. But see, then the U.S. government loses that ability to take their cut of every transaction and tax you on every transaction. And then they lose their power. They can't launch every war they want. They can't launch all the initiatives they want. And then ultimately it's their death. So they will fight like hell to make sure that cryptocurrencies or any other alternative currency that the central banks don't control will be snuffed out. And depending on how real this gets, I mean, they're either going to try to just outlaw it, Or, you know, maybe major crypto people just start winding up at the bottom of rivers. So let's hope it doesn't go there. But you know the central banks will do anything to protect their power. All right, let's go to Mike in New York. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, oh, sorry. Yeah, I was Mike in Chicago. But yeah, I wanted to...
Chicago? Oh, I'm sorry about that. We got New York here, but go ahead.
No, I'm trying to get out. I'm getting to Idaho as soon as I can. But no, I wanted to defend Dave Smith. You were very bipartisan in your analysis, but I did want to throw a little context, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, he was trashing Trump on the war thing because that's a big reason that that he supported Trump in the beginning, 2016, because he did run on ending the wars. And, yes, the defense to that is he got duped by his generals, although he did run again on draining the swamp, but yet surrounded himself with the swamp. So that was the context of that interview. But I did want to do one plug for Dave Smith. He did take over the Libertarian Party, and if he does run for president in 2024, he will be the Trump of this election, like what Trump was in 2016. And I think he has a good video on YouTube that I think the InfoWars crew would like, just responding to Alex Jones when he was on Crowder, I think like a year ago or something.
Well, sir, let me be clear. I wasn't being critical of Dave Smith. As you know, I was trying to make an example of this assumed approach to politics and policy that somehow everything, the nucleus is left-wing ideology. And anything against the left wing is now considered an outlier or not popular or controversial. That was my point. I actually think Dave Smith did a great interview. It's kind of like the same thing with the Elon Musk interview with the CNBC guy. He did a great interview, but it's that same approach where it's like, oh my gosh, anything that's not centered or the center of it is not from the left-wing ideology, then somehow it's controversial. I'm looking forward to Dave Smith if he decides to run and what he has to say, and I think it was a great interview.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, I'm excited. You guys are killing it. Owen, I love that you got that lady out of prison in Texas during COVID lockdown. She really inspired me. So just wanted to say, you prove that we can do it. You just got to get your ass up and stop being lazy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Yep. You know, boy, he brings this up. You know, folks, I'll just put it like this. InfoWars never gets the credit we deserve. And even when we're directly responsible for things like that, the individuals whose lives potentially we save still snub us and turn their back on us. But that's okay. That's okay. We love you. We love the country. We want to be.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.